Justice Fitzgerald, do you, as you look back, was there anything that could have been done to alleviate this grievous problem, or was it just kind of like a stroke of fate that there was no answer to
it? No, there really was no answer to it, and we were really short-handed there. There is no provision for temporary Supreme Court justices, unlike all the other courts in the state. You can have a missing Court of Appeals member and a retired judge or a sitting circuit judge even can be appointed for a month or 2 months or whatever to sit on the Court of Appeals, just as in a vacancy. Should a circuit judge die, you can have another circuit judge take his place. There is no provision to replace a Supreme Court justice. So you're waiting when a vacancy does arise, either from death or other cause, and you're waiting for an appointment by the governor. And the seat remains vacant. There is no way around it. There's no provision to call back, say, a retired justice of the Supreme Court and to appoint them to sit for that period of time. I'm not sure that's practical anyway, because such a short period of time, and they would be participating in cases they had never heard. And about the only thing that they could participate in properly would be administrative matters and things like that, votes on things, day-to-day work in the court. It would be very hard for them to participate in very many of the cases. So I'm not sure that there needs to be any way to remedy that, because certainly the governor's appointment powers spring into existence as soon as there is a vacancy, and it's however fast he chooses to act. But as I say, I recall it was a very, very difficult period of time when we were shorthanded there.